Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God, who is returning soon, who loves his people, will speak to us in the heart. I love him. I can't say that enough. He's worthy of all the worship and all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. I'm so glad that God loves us. I'm so glad that God exists. And I thank him for saving me. I am forever thankful. And I always will be. And he's worthy. When I first got saved, I wanted to honor God with my life. When I saw how pure his love is and how when I sensed his peace, I felt his peace, I knew that I would live forever. I was just rejoicing in how, in the comfort of knowing that I would not die and go to hell. And sometimes people don't fear hell. They don't think about going to hell. I was assured that I wouldn't die and stop existing. When I believed on Jesus Christ, I knew that I would live forever with him, and I knew that I would never not exist. See, death is just a passing. You go from this natural world to the spiritual world, and the spiritual world is more real and better. And for people who go to hell, it's much worse. And for people who think that they're going to stop existing, you know, that's miserable. That's a miserable thing to go around. That's like carrying a load. That's like saying, well, I better... They fear for their lives because they don't want to not exist anymore. And they see people grow old and die. And they don't know. They never died before. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Then they wish that it would be better for them to stop existing than to go to hell. And people put heaven and hell in a fairy tale category. You can't do that. You have to be somewhere. You are made in God's image. And in God's image, you're made. So you will always be. And it's up to you where you go. Because we're all invited to the kingdom of God. And I thank God for it. Now, the last broadcast, we were talking about success. God's success versus the world's success. In God's success, the kingdom of God operates off the principle of sowing and reaping. As you go forward doing the things of God and seeking the peace of God, seeking to live, you grow. It's a growing way, and it's an ever-increasing way. So you don't stop doing better. You do better and better, and it ever increases as long as you grow, as long as you continue doing the same thing. Now, when people do nothing, they're not taking advantage of time. Time can be very useful in the way you live. The way you live and understand things and go forward. Things happen when you receive God's word and live in it. But just like a lot of people are growing, the only thing they need to do now, bless their heart, is to drive out the world. Don't grow and leave the world hanging around. You know, don't let the dead things exist in your life. God didn't say, go and live in Canaan land. He said, drive out the Canaanites. And, you know, they didn't have to do it. They let too many Canaanites remain. And, you know, Israel has never been like it should have been because Canaanites remained in the land. They didn't drive them out. They were supposed to drive them all the way out. And what would have happened is the Canaanites would have been driven out and they would have lived somewhere else. And as long as Israel looked to God and loved him, they would have forgot about Israel. And they would have taught their children. And their children would have been happy in the land that they were driven to. Or not. And Israel would have, if they would have grown in God's ways, they would have been a blessing to people. and they wouldn't have had any problems. But they let them hang around, and then instead of growing and getting to know God, the people that they let hang around brought them back down to the point that their witchcraft was attractive, and the way that they do things looked good from a certain point of view, from a lower nature point of view. And then they wanted a king like the other nations when they had the best thing going. They had the theocracy. When God is in charge, he thinks of everything. When man is in charge, he thinks of himself. Even good men, they're still concerned about their welfare. But greater men, they look to God, who is unlimited, who thinks of everything. And then not only will they be blessed in every way, he's thoughtful in every way. And he'll give you the kind of knowledge you need to be blessed in every way of life. And as you grow, see, the pattern should remain the same. Even in peaceful times, when things are going good or favorable, drive out the things of old as you find them. Every time, if you're tempted with something, drive it out of your life. I ask the Lord, how do I kill this problem? How do I get rid of this sin? I don't want it at all. People say the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, which it is. And they talk about how bad the mind can be and how bad the body is. Paul said, there's no good thing in my body. And the mindset of the world, in chapter 7 of Romans, he talked about how the war in his members. But you don't have to stay there. If you receive the knowledge, I asked the Lord, how do I do this? I did not want to live the rest of my life with temptations in the back of my mind. When I was asking the Lord about these things, I didn't know that I could drive them out. But I did what I knew to do. I avoided them. And I used my, you can control what you think on. So I would think on the Lord instead of the world. Everything of the world, I learned to think against it. Everything of God, I thought on it on purpose. But the enemy still tried to tempt me anyway. So I asked the Lord, how do I kill this problem? How do I do it? Not other people, but how does Thurston get this problem out of his life? And I kept out to God about it. Now, faith looks to God. When the man wanted food for his friend, he wanted a loaf of bread for his friend in the middle of the night, he knocked on his other friend's door. And the man said, go away, I'm in bed with my family. We're all asleep. You're waking us up. And he said, I can't give it to you right now. But what he did, he kept knocking, and then his friend got up and gave him everything he needed. Now, God loves us. He is excited about being a blessing to you. So when I say I kept after God about it, I kept knocking, because the enemy is the one that say, no, he wants to hinder you from getting your answer, just like he tried to hinder Daniel from getting his answers. But when you keep after God about it, and you're relentless and you're not going to stop, you're going to learn. Every time I had determined to learn some things, I always did learn some things. And I thank God for everything I learned from him. And not only that, I began to grow. And as I learn, I adjust my attitude and the way I think. And when I say that the things of old, they don't bother me like they once did. That don't mean that I let my guard down. I keep my guard up because Satan's still out there. I'm just not afraid of him. I'm not afraid that I'll fall, afraid that I will be tempted. I don't look at things the same way. Your mind can be renewed. Your body can be brighter. The same. Now look at what Jesus said in the first place in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, he tried to get them to pray, and they kept falling asleep. He said, "The flesh is willing, but the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Well, if he told them to pray and watch, they could have done that. You can make your body behave. You can make your body do what needs to happen. But it does get sleepy. It does want to go and just goof off and not do what it's supposed to. It wants to feel good. But I don't care what my body wants. I got to do what's important. And I will. And I'm not going to just let my will get in the way of God's will. Because God is good, and His mercy endures forever. He loves me. He's watching out for me. He blesses me. And I'm going to do what I have to do anyway. And I do a lot of work so I can minister God's word. And I do a lot of things for people, my friends. And, you know, I try to help people. And it takes effort to do that sometimes, but the things that God has given me to do, it's got to happen. I know that people will live, so the work that I do and whatever I do to get the will of God done, it's a joy to me. Now, I don't know how, any other way to explain it. The same peace that I enjoy, I get to do something with that love of God that I enjoy. And I like what I do for a living, so I get to use the abilities God gave me to be a blessing to my brothers and sisters. So when I do the radio broadcast, it has to be paid for, and I don't mind doing the work so I can pay for it. I want all the bills paid on time. I don't want it to be too late. I don't want it to be late. I want it, you know, they let me use that radio station. I want it to be done on time. Things happen that's not always the way I want it to be, but, you know, God blessed me to always get the job done, eventually anyway. Now, when you're serving God, His way of life is better than the world. And when you drive things out that's dead, unfruitful works of darkness, and lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. When you drive these things away from you, it's so much easier to learn the things that's true. Just like we said in the last broadcast, you learn things from a greater point of view. The love of God helps you receive from God. And I want to learn as much as possible. I want to be a total blessing and never a snare to anybody. God is good, and He deserves our best. If anybody deserves our best, it's Him. And He's coming back. Suddenly. Suddenly. So with all that being said, whatever you do, do it as unto God. Do it as a blessing. Do it with love. Do it as a privilege of having something you can do to honor God. As I received the revelation of God, I was doing work. I hated my job at the grocery store. Now, I was thankful for it, but that wasn't the kind of work I wanted to do. So I wasn't fond of that job, but it was a stepping stone. And one day it snowed, and people needed their groceries. And I wanted to be a blessing to people. I wanted to do something to honor God. And I said, I can't preach. I wasn't called to the ministry yet. The Lord hadn't called me yet. So, and I wanted people to know Jesus, and I wanted to be a blessing to people. So I said, well, I did my work with enthusiasm. And it wasn't the kind of work I wanted to do, but I didn't mind going to find whatever the little old ladies wanted, or whatever anybody wanted. And I would help the seniors out to their car. And in the rain, I'd, you know, the bosses were wise, you know. They let us help the older people out to the car. Or people that needed us to, or anybody handicapped. And, You know, it's an honor to serve people. And that's the point I'm trying to make. I want it to be a blessing to people in the name of Jesus. And I want it to help people in his name. And the work that I had to do was not work with that kind of enthusiasm. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Anything that you do, do it to the glory of God. Do it to honor him. This is kingdom. This is how the kingdom works. When the angels save our lives, they rejoice to save our life. They love us. You know, they help us, they protect us, they bring messages to us according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And they do things, they're for us. They want to see us win. The demons don't. They hate us. To the intensity that the angels love us, the demons hate us. So that's great intensity. And when I know that I'm doing something that will help people see Christ, that's my language. That's my love language. That's what Pastor taught about love language. You know, husbands try to please their wives. And they do what they think they'll want. But sometimes their love language is a little different. You know, men and women are different. And you have to learn the love language of your spouse. And these are things I'm still trying to learn, how to be a blessing. And, you know, if I cut my wife watermelon, I pick the seeds out. She don't really care for me doing that. That's her personality. I have to learn what she likes and what she don't. And as I learn it, I do it. You know, if I buy oil scents for the house, you know, the plug-ins, I like to clean the house and put nice fragrance in. If it's something she don't like, I don't use it anymore. If she don't complain, then that's the kind I buy. And from time to time, if she's in a good mood, I ask her what she like. And if she likes it, then that's the kind I get. I put it on the list. Well, when you love God, it's the same way. You know, whatever he needs you to have, to be, whatever he needs from you, that's his love language. He said, Peter, do you love me? Yea, Lord, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs. So whatever the need is, I don't mind. I thank God for everything that I can possibly do to serve him. This is a time where I can make the difference. When I go to heaven, I'm done. I'm done working. I won't be here and working anymore. My voice will be here by the internet and by the writing and all the people who downloaded the information God gave me. And I'm believing God for that too. Because God is still going to save people in the tribulation that didn't harden their heart. So, I want to do all this in his heart. Because if I do what's in his heart, he thinks of everything. He knows how to win people, and I really don't. Even though he called me to be an apostle, everybody's different. The people that I won to Christ in the 80s and 90s are different than the people that's living now. And I want to be a blessing to everybody I can. So I thank God for everything he's given me to do. And I want to, you know, I love his work. I love doing what he gave me to do. And it never, you know, the things you put in motion remains in motion. The people that get saved now under your ministry, or, you know, you put something in motion that cannot be reversed. Every person, every male you get saved will one day become a father. And the things he learned from God will help him in the way that he governs his house, his children, his family. And you're going to be rewarded for every soul. I don't know how God do it, but he keeps up with it. He's good at math. And the nations are a drop in the bucket. And there's nothing you can do that God can't keep up with. Not only you, but all the other billions of people that's doing the same thing. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's given us an opportunity to love others. And to me, that's remarkable. Every soul gets to enjoy the peace of God, and they're going to see the wonders of God. Folks, we're going to see God make planets and people. This is the time to make history. This is the day, and it's almost night, where no man can work. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life as you yield to him and receive his words and do them. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.